Thank you for calling OMAX Help. This is Cece. How may I help you?
Hi. I placed an order, just a few days ago. And I was expecting it, like, tomorrow. I just got a call from my neighbor right next door who says someone up the street told him that they found a box with my address on it up the street, which had been ripped open, and the contents are gone. So somebody stole the package from off my porch.
Okay.
And there was not a package there when I came home, because I passed by. I live on the corner. I passed by the front of my house where I go park to go to where I park my car in the yard. I've been home since 12:30. Nobody rang my bell, and there's a note on the door that says, package thieves are taking my package. If no answer here at my house, please leave packages with my next-door neighbor who's retired from my same job, and he will gladly accept my packages.
Okay.
So they just came, threw the package in front of my door, a big note right there on the door, and someone took it and stole the contents.
Okay. What's your zip code?
11433.
And your first and last name?
Ellen Lynch.
And verify your shipping address for me.
171-41 104 Avenue, Jamaica, New York, 11433.
Okay. Thank you for that. Give me one moment here. And this is for the OMAX Turkey Max Sports Socks and the OMAX B Complex?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment here.
What am I thinking of? I gotta do something. Oh, man, my eyes hurt.
All right. Okay, ma'am. Let me show you on a plate. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold real quick, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I should have done. I hate autocorrect.
I'm still here with you, man. Give me one more moment, okay?
Okay. Can I ask, do you sell those socks on Amazon?
No, ma'am.
Darn.
Give me one second here. Just check in here. I'm just seeing. Let me see here. All right, ma'am. Let me get one of my supervisor. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Why am I over, like, roasting? Ellen is overheating. It's aggravation, I guess.
Oh, All righty, ma'am. I'm still here with you. I'm getting one live supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I see. I'm just making sure that I know I'm doing the right thing on this, okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I want, if I do reship it, I would have to send it to somewhere else.
Okay.
So can you do that?
Yes, ma'am, we can do that. That's what I'm getting to my with my supervisor with about now, okay?
Yeah. I was going to try to call my brother. What's today? Monday, right? He's off on Sunday, Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
So I should be able to get him. And just because I already have something I mistakenly addressed, because I used to live with him when I originally made the initial order. I never sent it, and so it sat there for like a year and a half, and then when I did go to send it, I forgot to change from his address to my address, my new address, my old address, whatever this is here.
Right. Okay. I understand completely.
Because I figured the package shouldn't be that big. They should be, I guess I put it in a box, not like a little pouch. I figured it should be smaller if they could just put it in the mail, because we have a big mailbox. But I guess they just threw it on the...
Right, it should have been in the mailbox. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get you a reship put out. Give me one second here.
Okay.
I'm going to get you a reship put out here.
But not to my address.
Right. I'm going to put it in the notes here. I got you, ma'am.
Yeah. People say I have to get a post office box or something. I have to pay more money because of these people who can't keep their hands off people's things.
Right.
And I guess some people have made that a job now. Package
stuff
stealing
out of mailboxes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the address you want to send it to?
Okay, it's 21 Clemente Place.
Spell that for me.
Clemente.
P-L?
Yeah, Place, P-L.
Okay.
Hempstead, New York. What's the zip code? Hempstead.
H-E-M?
Yes.
Okay, New York.
11550.
Mm. One moment.
All right.
Okay. I got you put in for a reship here, ma'am. You'll receive that within the next 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask you, because this one came pretty quick.
Right.
I think I just ordered it, like, was it Friday of last week?
Yes, ma'am. It was ordered May 6th.
Yeah. So I guess he'll tell me when it gets there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, man.
Well, I do hate that happened to you, ma'am, but we was able to fix you and get you a new reship put out, okay?
Okay. Well, now, is it possible to take off the, the B-complex item, or does it have to stay as that, the previous, does it have to have the items of the previous shipment?
Correct.
Okay, so you can't make any changes to the actual order?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, it's not a problem. I mean, I'll use it. It's just, you know.
Oh. Okay. All righty, ma'am. Well, I'm glad I can help assist you today. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Is it going to be the same order number or is it a different order number?
It's the same order number.
Same order number. And that is, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it. What happened?
Do you need it?
Oh, wait. I think I got it. Wait. Okay, that's the UPS tracking number. Order number was SH94559?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All righty, ma'am. Well, you have a...
It's going to have a different tracking number, of course, right?
Correct. You'll get a confirmation.
Right. Okay.
All righty, ma'am. All right. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Wait. I see it right there. AOL. All right. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.